Gustava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Usually on Wellness Wednesdays, it's one thing you can do to make your life better. But today, Raven, it's something you shouldn't do that will improve your life.
Well, I like that. I mean, something that I can make my life better with the least amount of effort sounds right up my alley.
A lot of people do this. It's called doom scrolling. And if you haven't heard the term doom scrolling yet, this is what it is.
Doom scrolling describes this activity when we continuously scroll through negative or distressing news, despite this news causing us to feel depressed and anxious.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't that just reading the news?
Well,
nowadays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, then, no matter where you get your news, that's pretty much what news is built on nowadays.
Doom scrolling has increased over 60% in Americans over the last year because of the pandemic, because of politics, because of all that.
Right.
And there's a reason, because, you know, like, remember the commercial, The More You Know? It's like when we feel out of control, we just want to get as much information as we possibly can because it helps us like rationalize why we have all these feelings and kind of calm those nerves.
Well, I would venture to say that most of the stuff that we're dealing with or reading about nowadays is kind of that pick a side type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to be informed at least when you're making decisions. On the one hand, that's good. On
right.
the other hand, if it leads to this, not good.
So why do we do this, though?
It hits a part of our brain called our amygdala, and that's our threat sensing part of our brain where we want to know what's the threat so we can handle it in the future.
Wait a minute. Can you play that word one more time? Because I feel like they actually don't know how to say that word and just did it and went through it fast.
It hits a part of our brain called our amygdala.
Amygdala.
Amygdala?
Everybody knows what their amygdala is.
I feel like he doesn't say that again in the entire interview.
He definitely doesn't.
It never
doesn't.
Comes up again.
All right, so how do you know that you're actually doom scrolling and doing all these terrible things that cause depression, fatigue, and anxiety?
Do you feel more tension when you're scrolling through your news? Do you feel decreased energy by the time you're done?
Right. I mean, I think that you do this, you fall into the rabbit hole. I do this all the time. You read one article, mm-hmm. and then you go to a different news site, and you read the same article from
right.
that news site because you think you're going to learn something more. You
well,
know, I think we're all guilty of it.
Well, they have a slant on them, that's for sure.
But how do you avoid doom scrolling and ultimately make your life better?
Set a timer and limit the amount of negative news that we're consuming, and also not consuming it too close to bedtime. End on a positive news story or a couple stories. That kind of flips the switch into a positive realm.
All right, now I'm going to tell you a secret, Raven.
Okay.
So I have this problem for a long time where I was really into doom scrolling, and
yeah.
I would do it before bed, and then I would have nightmares all night, and I couldn't fall asleep.
Perfect.
So I had to figure out a way, how was I going to stop doom scrolling? Because you know, like, as a working mom, that when you get in the bed at night,
mm-hmm.
that's finally your time to yourself.
Well, everybody has a pattern, right?
Yeah.
We have the times that we do things, and they're not always healthy for us.
So everybody started talking about this Calm app where they like tell you sleep stories. So I downloaded the Calm app, but you have to pay. And I'm not down for that. So my
right.
girlfriend
had
Tina,
me right up until the paywall.
Yeah. She says to me, she goes, Anna, there's one free story. I go, what? She goes, there's one free story, and I listen to it every single night. I want you to listen to it with me. So every night, I play this story.
For tonight's sleep story, we travel to the south of France, and I'll be your guide as we meander lazily through the lavender fields and sleepy villages of Provence.
Every
night.
Is that
David Attenborough?
No. No, it's not. It's some guy named Stephen Fry.
I mean, that guy is ripping David Attenborough off.
Every night we go to Provence.
Ripping him off.
And I don't fall asleep doom scrolling. I fall asleep to lavender fields.
I do the same thing with Planet Earth and stuff like that. And he's always the voice of those shows.
Well, maybe you should check out this guy because he's the only free option on the Calm app.
Yeah, here's the thing. I do it at like 2 in the afternoon. I mean, you're doing it at regular bedtime.
Yeah.